answer the one question we received. And then, may I ask, I have reports here from Our Lady Group, from St. Joseph's Group, and are there two more coming? They are coming, okay. Pardon me for asking.
Guardian
angels. Oh, God. Okay. And is the Sacred Heart group yet? That's coming, eh? Now, first, the question, could you please explain how the Church deals with heretics? Have there been occasions in the Church when her members themselves contribute to others breaking away? So there are two questions. Could you explain how the Church deals with heretics? Sisters, let's spend a few minutes on heretics. In the Catholic Church, we distinguish two kinds of people who break with the Church. There are heretics and there are schismatics. Heresy and schism. Heresy is a break with the Church in the faith. Heresy is a break with the Church in the faith. In the Church's language, a heretic is one who either doubts or denies, either, and always deliberately, either deliberately doubts or denies a revealed truth of faith. It must be a revealed truth which the person, I repeat, either doubts or denies. Doubt is suspended judgment. Maybe Christ is God, maybe he isn't. Maybe Christ is really present in the Eucharist, maybe not. Where there is suspended judgment, there is doubt. And doubt makes a person a heretic. Denial, of course, is denial is openly denying, saying no to what the Church tells us is revealed truth. So, a heretic is one either deliberately doubts or deliberately denies a revealed truth of faith. Heresy is a sin of the intellect. It is a sin against faith. Schism is a sin against charity. A schismatic is one who may still believe what the Church teaches as revealed doctrine, but he breaks with the Church's unity. In other words, he fails in the virtue of charity. And thus, for example, the followers of Archbishop Lefebvre called the Lefebvreites. They are not heretics. They are schismatics. Now, what is the church's attitude towards heretics? First of all, automatically, this is good to hear, automatically, the church does not have to make any further judgment. Holy Father does not have to issue a document. Just because a person consciously and deliberately either doubts or denies a revealed truth, automatically, that person becomes a heretic. And a heretic, as I think we've said before, a heretic then loses the virtue of faith. It is not only a sin against faith, but the consequences of heresy, a single article of revealed truth, like the real presence, like that Christ instituted the sacrament of confession. Anyone revealed truth of faith, if deliberately either doubted or denied, automatically, as we say, ipso facto, deprives that person of the virtue of faith. And of course, once you lose the virtue of faith, you immediately lose also the virtue of hope and the virtue of charity. There can be no hope without faith. There can be no charity without faith. And this is why, and I cannot be too emphatic, this is why those, and as we know there are many in the church today, we either openly doubt or deny one or the other article of faith. Like, for example, the supreme authority of the Bishop of Rome is a revealed truth. Did you know that? Papal authority is a revealed truth. To doubt or deny the supreme teaching authority of the Bishop of Rome is heresy. Now the person may claim, I still believe, say, in the real presence. I still believe in the incarnation. Well, the person may still say, I believe, but then the faith is no longer the supernatural virtue of faith. The person may consider it useful or smart to continue believing, but not with a supernatural virtue of faith. And sisters, this is the heart of the crisis in the Catholic Church in this century. There are so many who are heretics. They may claim to believe 99% of revealed truth. But no matter if they repeat either doubt or deny a single revealed truth declared as a dogma by the Church, they have lost their faith in everything which God has revealed.